A courtroom is often a place filled with sadness and even despair. It was entirely different yesterday afternoon as family, friends, law enforcement, and court officials filled a Brookings County courtroom to celebrate a drug court graduation. Tiffany Hayduke is the first person to make it through the program that diverts some drug and alcohol offenders away from jail time. It involves treatment, regular testing, and intense monitoring, and can take 2 to 3 years to complete. South Dakota Supreme Court Chief Justice David Gilbertson set up the program in South Dakota, and he attended yesterday's ceremony. He started the first drug court in 2008, and Brookings is number 16.
And they're all successful, and I think they're doing a great job. We have over 400 people in those programs today. That but for these programs, they would all be in the penitentiary. So instead of costing the taxpayers money by sitting in a prison cell, they're out working, putting their lives back together, supporting their families, and paying taxes.
Given the large crowd at yesterday's event, it's clear drug court has an impact on the community.
Oh, it does, yes, and a very positive impact. And I'm glad to see this because without community support, these programs will not succeed.
Brookings County State's Attorney Abigail Howard says Tiffany Hayduke has done a great job.
She came into the program with a little bit of sobriety under her belt, so she's been a pretty easy customer. She had very few problems throughout the program. She's done a phenomenal job. But the biggest thing for us is that aside from helping her solidify all that and stay on track, she's been such a role model to the rest of our participants. And I think just kind of that leader to show them that it is doable.
Hayduke says the program changed her life. She quoted the drug court motto, "Show up, be honest, try."